From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The U.S. State Department released its annual Trafficking in Persons report Thursday, and again, Africa continues to be a major source and destination for human trafficking of all kinds, from forced labor to sexual slavery. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The State Department says the ratings are based more on the extent of government action to combat trafficking than on the size of the country's problem. A significant number of African countries remain at the lowest possible ranking. Susan Coppedge, a senior advisor to the U.S. Secretary of State, said the migrant crisis that saw more than a million Africans, Iraqis, and Syrians flee to Europe last year has had a negative effect. She said the U.S. is trying to help the destination countries screen for trafficking victims.
So the migrant crisis creates a whole new pool of individuals who are vulnerable and susceptible to trafficking. If they are stateless or without documents or without jobs or without their families, they become vulnerable to the false promises that traffickers can give them for jobs or safety or shelter.
The report notes that in 2015, six African nations improved or introduced anti-trafficking legislation. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Government officials and nearly 1,000 Hong Kong residents attended a flag-raising ceremony on Friday morning as the city marked its 19th anniversary of the handover from Britain to China. However, they were outnumbered by tens of thousands of protesters, angry over the erosion of Hong Kong's autonomy. At least six people were killed and two injured when gunmen opened fire on two buses in Kenya near the Somali border on Friday. Similar attacks in northeast Kenya have been carried out by Somalia-based Al-Shabaab. Just one day earlier, at least 20 people were killed in a massive roadside explosion that engulfed a passenger bus in Somalia. This is VOA.